This is Brother Ray Pringle coming your way again on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. And ladies and gentlemen, I bring an old-fashioned message from the Word of God and some up-to-date revelations of the Holy Ghost and some exposés that are scandals. They're scandalous to our nation, to our sick society, and we as Christians must hearken to the voice of these revelations and the warnings of the Holy Ghost, that we will be alerted to the consciousness of the perils to our religious and personal liberty. And I bring you a message today on humanism. And humanism is a threat to your religious and personal liberty, and especially to your children. And I pray that God will give you ears today to hear what the Lord has sent me to preach by the anointing of the Holy Ghost and to warn you of. I want to begin today with a scripture found in Psalm, the 10th chapter, verses 3 and 4. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. That sounds like the humanist today. There's another wonderful scripture right near there in Psalm 12 and verse 8. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. And these humanists in government, in the churches, well, they've infiltrated everything, and especially the university system. The public school system of America is absolutely in control of the humanists. They're in the classroom, they're in the principal's office, they're in the superintendent's office, and they're on the school boards. And I'll tell you, this nation is in deep trouble, ladies and gentlemen, because these humanist bureaucrats are atheists. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in the deity of Jesus Christ, the divinity of Christ, the deity of God. They don't believe in the inspiration of our Holy Bible. They deny the existence of the soul, life after death, salvation, heaven, and the damnations of hell. They deny the biblical account of the creation in the book of Genesis. They believe in evolution. They don't believe there's any absolutes of right or wrong. They believe moral values are self-determined and situational. They believe in doing your own thing, as long as it just doesn't really harm anybody else physically. They believe, well, they don't believe in distinctive roles of the male and female. They believe in unisex, and that's a damnable heresy, and many other things. They believe in abortion, euthanasia, mercy killing, suicide. They believe in a central control of government. They believe in world government, by the way. They believe we ought to remove American patriotism, the free enterprise system. They believe we should disarm unilaterally. They believe in the creation of one world government and one world church. They believe in the equal distribution of America's wealth in order to reduce poverty and bring about equality. They believe in sexual freedom among consenting adults. And ladies and gentlemen, these people are everywhere. In fact, the United States Supreme Court declared that humanism is a religion. And I'd like to ask the question, does this religion of humanism have effective Sunday schools? Well, not exactly, ladies and gentlemen. It has effective Monday through Friday schools. That's right, our public schools. Doesn't the Constitution require separation of church and state? Yes, indeed. However, our schools are rapidly changing from traditional education to change agents for humanism. And who pays for this change that is absolutely perverting the traditions that we under God, this republic under God was created by and for? You and I pay for it. But I'll tell you, here is the tragedy that's unfolding, that is heartbreaking, and that is humanism is destroying our children. The conscience of our children are slowly remolded in these public schools until ultimately the child recognizes no need for God nor parental values. Parents, by the humanist, are portrayed as being unloving, uncaring, and inadequate. They believe the government should take our children and rear them for us and bring them up. Oh, Lord, take your child away from you. Let Uncle Sam have him. And surely and slowly, our children in public schools are conditioned to view his parents with distrust and disrespect by these humanist change agents that have crept into the classroom and are in control of the educational system in America. Alienation often results from this teaching, and serious emotional, moral, and spiritual problems often occur and result from this deadly peril of humanism and its old basic philosophy of atheism that is taught to the children in our public schools today. Well, these things are things we try to resist, but they're still right there before us, and we have to recognize the fact that they are perils to us because we must defend our heritage of religious freedom. It's you and I that must repel these threats to our religious and our personal liberty and the destruction of the home and also to the church that these guys are sworn to destroy. To the secular humanist, there is no right nor wrong. Every conceivable circumstance that is faced is situational. That is, what I want to do or what benefits me in this particular situation is either right or wrong. God's intervention is ruled out because to the humanist there is no God. Moral relativism rules out Bible morality in life situations. To the humanist there is no right or wrong. And the humanist adopts the situational ethic philosophy. In the following here, I'd like to show you here the revelations of the contrast between the Bible Christian and the humanist concepts in ethics, their viewpoints. All right, in Christian ethics, the rights of babies to live is a Christian virtue and morality. But the humanist says abortion is right on demand and legal. Secondly, heterosexuality, that is man and a woman marrying and a family concept, is Christian. But the humanist says homosexuality is normal. Thirdly, the Christian believes morality, chastity, by the biblical view of sex for normal lives is the right and normal way. But the humanist says sexual freedom and pornography is the best way. Fourthly, Christian virtues are connected with our health, and we believe that we ought to protect ourselves from illicit sex and all those stinking results, which are diseases, diseases that comes, including AIDS and other terrible diseases. But the humanist says prostitution is okay. It's your own choice. Regardless of venereal disease, the choice is yours. Don't worry about the Bible and the Ten Commandments. Fifthly, a Christian believes in the laws to protect public health and a youth and the society's youth, that our youth should be raised up by their parents. Hey, but the humanist says, oh, it's all right. They should have freedom of drugs if they desire, and of course, alcohol and cigarettes if they want them. Sixthly, the Christian believes in Bible faith and that God is the creator. But the humanist says religious atheism and evolution is right and not the Bible. The Bible is a fable. Seventhly, the Christian believes parental responsibility in raising their children is right and should be legal and not the government and Uncle Sam taking the responsibility. But, oh, this is something else here. The humanists believe that the child's rights have preeminence and priority over the parental rights, over the children. And ladies and gentlemen, as they say, this is the year of the child because humanism has taken over. Well, is humanism really as benevolent as they claim to be? Well, there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible. Of course, Psalm 14 and 1 says, "The fool saith in his heart, there is no God." Who are we dealing with when we're dealing with these perverts and their perverted philosophy that they want to impose upon our children? And they're set out to destroy the churches. They're set out to destroy the Bible. They're set out to destroy and take off broadcasting, gospel broadcasting off of radio and television. And they want to stop you from mailing religious periodicals in the mail and having public preaching? No! They'd like to stop it and destroy even the thought of God from our minds and hearts. Well, they're sure not benevolent. The Humanist Bible is called the Humanist Manifesto No. 1, and that was written in 1923, and then the Humanist Manifesto No. 2 in 1973 was published, and these cleverly used terms such as humanist and humanitarian and humanity is something very good for mankind, they espouse it very freely. But the very opposite is true. A close examination of the beliefs and political and religious goals of humanism reveals humanism to be oppressive, anti-Christian, and anti-God. In the humanist Bible, although the language is beautiful, is the most deadly philosophy ever proposed upon this end-time society.